This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel's war in Gaza, sparked by the October 7th Hamas attacks, enters its second month as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stresses there will be no ceasefire until the militant group releases hostages. Netanyahu says Israel will have overall security responsibility in Gaza for an indefinite period. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The statement's the clearest indication yet that Israel plans to maintain control over the coastal enclave that's home to some 2.3 million Palestinians. In an interview with ABC News aired late Monday, Netanyahu expressed openness to little pauses in the fighting to facilitate the release of some of the more than 240 captives seized by Hamas in its October 7 attack into Israel, which triggered the war exactly a month ago. But there was no agreement on President Joe Biden's call for a broader humanitarian pause. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Japan to meet with counterparts from the G7. VOA's Alexa Strope reports.
Fresh from a whirlwind tour of the Middle East, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is shifting his intense diplomacy on the Israel-Hamas war to Asia. Blinken and his counterparts at the G7, leading industrial democracies, begin 2 days of talks in Japan on Tuesday. The devastating month-long conflict in Gaza and efforts to ease the dire humanitarian impacts of Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attacks are a major focus of the meeting. Yet with the Russia-Ukraine war, fears North Korea may be readying a new nuclear test and concerns about China's increasing global assertiveness, it is far from the only crisis on the agenda. Blinken says he'll brief G7 foreign ministers on the status of his efforts and seeking their advice. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
This is VOA News. More news now on the Israeli-Hamas conflict. Volker Turk, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, says he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza, adding a plea for an end to the horrible humanitarian and human rights situation there. More from VOA Steve Miller.
Turk's comments came following his meeting with Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abdul Get in Cairo.
It is really important that a solution is found to end the violence.
Israel has bombarded the enclave since the Hamas raid on southern Israel 1 month ago, when its fighters killed 1,400 people and seized 240 hostages. Gaza health officials say that the Israeli assault has killed more than 10,000 Palestinians, including some 4,100 children. It's a number that VOA cannot independently verify. Hamas has been designated as a terrorist organization by the U.S. government. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Google faces an antitrust trial in the city of San Francisco in California, accusing it of stifling competition. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Epic Games charges in a lawsuit that Google uses bullying and bribes to block competition to its Android app store. The Google Play Store distributes apps for the company's Android software that powers virtually all the world's smartphones that aren't made by Apple. Google countered in its opening statement that because it faces strong competition from Apple and others, it cannot be and is not a monopoly. Epic's allegations against Google mirror those leveled against Apple in a case that went to trial in 2021. I'm Norman Hall.
And in other business news, shared office giant WeWork, which has been in dire financial strait for years, announces it has filed for bankruptcy in a bid to negotiate down its debt. UBS posts a larger-than-expected loss in the third quarter, the first quarterly drop since 2017, as it integrates Credit Suisse after taking over its fallen Swiss banking rival. China is owed more than $1 trillion through its Belt and Road project, making it the biggest debt collector in the world, a new report says, with an estimated 80% of the loans supporting countries in financial distress. And in other headlines, the U.S. Supreme Court could take on a case that would give its justices the chance to clarify a previous ruling on the Second Amendment right to bear arms, which has sown confusion throughout the court system, though it remains to be seen whether it will take that chance. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.